This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, the bulk mail haulers have the day off. Yes, they do. They have the day off, Juneteenth. Now, the suicide jockeys are out doing their thing, hauling gas and diesel, delivering it to their gas stations so you folks can keep moving on the highways. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. By the way, Americans for America is the big group that we've got, which has now got almost 13,000 members in it. Thank you for all the people that are joining that, too. And you can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on the Trump social network as well. We're there. Our handle on all of them is at Captain's America. Same with Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, as he does every Monday and every Friday, is the man, the myth, the legend, the Chicago firebrand himself, by way of Florida, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, by way of Florida and about 20 years.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember the good times. Yep. Uh-huh. And when I first talked to you, you were up there in the Windy City.
Yeah, and I get back there often to do some business and see some people. It's still my home, albeit a much more violent one when you go into the city. So I wish they would clean that up a little bit.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to mention it. Janet Yellen yesterday on some of the Sunday shows, she turns around and says, a recession in the United States is not inevitable, but the economy is likely to slow down further.
I don't know where they found this thing, but everything that she's ever said about the economy as the Treasury Secretary has been wrong. She is either intellectually challenged or she is just so devoted to the agenda that this administration has that she is willingly blind to what is actually going on. This is the same woman that said that inflation was transitory here. It's just transitory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be over in a little bit. Don't worry about it. Give us 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We'll be fine. You know, and the other thing she said yesterday that was jaw-dropping, to the point of jaw-shattering, was that, no, it's not the Biden administration's policies on energy that has the gas prices high. And the solution is to go green. Just just go green. Don't worry about anything. Just go and buy an electronic car. You know, just don't worry about it. Just quit bringing it up. You know, the gas prices aren't our fault. We didn't do anything to affect this besides, I don't know, shut down the Keystone XL, revoke a bunch of leases, make it harder for the fossil fuel industry to do business, to drill, to get it to market. No, but we didn't do anything. Absolutely. Yellen's got to be the biggest idiot on Capitol Hill. And the scary thing is I think she believes her rhetoric.
She might. She might, because she's very devoted to what she's selling.
Well, in any other time, you know, I would say, torches and pitchforks going down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Treasury Department to say she's got to go. But when you say that, I expect to get subpoenaed by the January 6th committee now.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, or worse, as the case may be, enter into the picture Kamala Harris. She said, and I quote, "For those of us of faith, I think that we agree there's nothing about this issue of abortion that will require anyone to abandon their faith."
Here we have idiot number two. You know, I mean, it's pretty straight ahead clear that devout Catholics are pro-life. That devout Catholics believe that life begins at conception, and that that it is a miracle of God. So I'm not sure if Kamala's actually channeling with the entire Catholic faith, which is a pretty sizable amount of people. As a matter of fact, I think there's a lot of other religions out there that kind of hold on to the same tenet.
Yeah.
Now, except for the Satanists, she's in channeled with Satanists. She got them down, but I don't think she's in tune with the Catholics or the Jews or the Protestants. I don't think so.
Now, have you heard of a sports organization called FINA?
I have.
FINA voted to bar the trans athletes from competing against women, and to that I say it's about damn time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that that woke is getting flushed down the toilet, or at least it's starting.
All right, my friend, hold on, folks. You're coming right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go there, check it out, see all the great things he's involved in. I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, Frank. Thank you very much. And I'll be right back to Frank Salvato after I tell you this portion of the program. Brought to you by the sponsors of our studio, Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, to be specific with this one. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Midwest, up into Minnesota, over in the North and South Dakota, and all the way down and out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Wherever this radio show reaches and we talk about Moss and what they do, people get involved. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And by the way, don't forget, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all church pastors get great care taking care of them at Moss Nissan. Check them out, MossNissan.com. Now, their locations in Crystal River, their flagship store at 1954 Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, early in July, the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the highway. It is going to be, pardon the pun, huge! There you go. I did it right, too. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Do you like that?
And hey, you should be going on the road as with Rich Little.
Oh, that's funny. By the way, there were a couple of funny things that were done earlier. You just weren't around to hear them. You'll have to catch the podcast in the first hour, and you'll be roaring, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Look, why do you suppose the Democrats are so frightened of our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a possible 2024 candidate that now they're just blatantly making up lies against him to blunt his chances? You know, little old Jean-Pierre Derriere, Frenchie, I like to call her, she's making up all kinds of stories along the way, and she's not even good at it.
No, she's not, but she's a special interest pick anyway. She wasn't picked because she's the most fantastic press secretary in the world. She satisfies a need to employ a special interest, so that's mm-hmm. why she's there.
Yep.
On a couple different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're scared of DeSantis because not only is DeSantis somebody who's not playing the inside the beltway globalist game, but he's got a laboratory that shows the rest of the United States exactly what happens when you put policies like his in place. They see the economy in Florida doing well. They see people flocking to Florida because of the level of freedom we have as people in that state. And people tend to agree with Ron DeSantis' idea that government shouldn't be the most important thing in your life. That individualism and Americanism allows for the ultimate amount of freedom, not the ultimate amount of nanny state. So they're scared of him because he is the antithesis of what the federal government globalist fascist system that we have now is. So they have to smear him. And they have to smear him with lies because there's nothing bad to say about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the experience all the way around, from congressional experience to executive experience to international experience with law, from when he was in the Navy. The guy's got the bona fides all the way around, and he's, you know, I don't know if you can find someone in the state of Florida, including a lot of Democrats, who don't think this guy has been the best governor that they've seen in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it. I've heard it from Democrats. You bet I have. Mm.
Yeah, so they should be scared of him. The question that remains to be seen is, does he stick with what he said? And I tend to believe he will, in that he's got work to do here in Florida, and
yep.
he won't be running in 2024. I don't know. You know, we'll have to wait. And the smart politician, even mm-hmm. if he was planning on running now, would be towing that line anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early to be starting. So let's get the midterms done with first, and then let's see where everything lies. But I kind of hope DeSantis stays in Tallahassee for one more, and that we groom our bench deeper than the Democrats have, when all they have to turn to is trying to run somebody who can't remember if he put sugar on his oatmeal or not, or someone who...
That's got to be John Kerry.
Well, I think there's a few of them. Or whether you run a vice president who doesn't realize that she's already slept the way to the top as high as she can get,
mm-hmm.
or whether you go back to overbite,
mm-hmm.
you know, and rehash her for the fourth time running for president.
Now,
they don't have anybody to run. They don't have a deep bench. We've got to mm-hmm. have a deep bench.
Now, in the first hour, I got into a conversation with Kyle Warren, our first contributor. Of course, he lives in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's heard through the grapevine, through his sources out there in California, that they are working on a deal to get the California governor onto the ticket or into the back door of the White House by offering and dangling in front of Kamala Harris the opportunity to run for governor the next time around. And she would do that. He would be appointed the vice president when she left, and that would be the heir apparent to Joe Biden.
Well, in my opinion, that's... Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom just barely survived a recall election in the bluest state in the country.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they think he's the savior?
Yep. You know where that's coming from, though. It's coming from Nancy, the aunt.
Another idiot.
Right.
I came up doing politics in DuPage County, Illinois, which was the sixth most Republican county back in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And hard work and diligence was what paid off in a political campaign. But we also had the wisdom not to run someone who barely survived a recall election in a favored state.
Mm-hmm.
Who in their right mind believes that Gavin Newsom, after surviving that, is going to poll well in Kansas, in Georgia, in South Carolina, in Texas, even in New York State?
Mm-hmm.
He's not. This is just a warped decision that validates everybody's claims that the Democrats are so out of touch they don't have a clue what they're doing when it comes to how the people feel on Main Street.
Pretty obvious.
This is game, set, match.
All right. Now,
Gavin Newsom?
Now, remember the buses that were spotted last week taking a little cruise coming out of Texas across the interstates here in Florida?
I do, and multiple sightings, I might add.
Well, the Biden administration announced over the weekend they were planning on busing migrants from the border towns deeper into the United States. Well, the problem is they've been doing it for about 2 months, and you saw some of it, or your friends saw some of it, last week. We got the pictures out there and everything else we could as fast as we could. But there's more of this coming, and they're going up the East Coast. They're not going quite as far as Washington, D.C. They're going up into Virginia. They're going up into parts of the Carolinas, South and North Carolina. And they're even going up into Pennsylvania.
Yeah, unless these bus drivers are U.S. Marshals, and I doubt that they are.
Nope.
As soon as those buses leave full of immigrants and leave federal land down there on the border, if I were Abbott in Texas or any governor in between here and their destination, I would have them stopped. I would put a state law enforcement agent on that bus, and they would be driven directly to Washington, D.C. at the White House and let them be disembarked there to make sure that there's cameras there. They shouldn't be let loose anywhere else but Biden's backyard.
Yep. Yep.
And short of that, law enforcement in the state should start nullifying federal law on immigration, just like California does. Their sanctuary city laws invalidate and nullify federal immigration laws, so we can do it in Florida, they can do it in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, and turn them around and deport them to Mexico. Over the line, get out of the bus, and just turn around and that's it.
All right, my friend, hold on to that then. By the way, can you stick around another segment?
You bet.
Okay, hold on. Frank will be right back with me, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 15-year-old boy was reportedly killed at a Juneteenth celebration in Washington, D.C. overnight, while a police officer and two other adults were injured. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says a fight caused the event to be shut down at the Mochella Music Festival, and that's when it turned into chaos.
So once the officers shut the event down, there were several MPD resources as well as public safety resources from DC Fire and EMS that were also on the scene trying to clear out the area because there were several people who were injured as a result of their leg or ankles being trampled as they tried to run from the area.
Senators in both parties briefed recently by senior Biden administration officials on negotiations with Iran say they doubt Tehran will agree to any new deal to limit its development of nuclear weapons. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Those strange sounds that you hear emanating from your dashboard is the common sense in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I jump back into it with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. It's a product I take each and every day and have for the past 8 years. I take it because it works. The combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to even lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. And Saturday, I had to take an extra packet of it, and guess what? It worked. It absolutely flat out worked. The pain stopped, the swelling stopped, and that was it. End of story. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You check out the 1995 3-week quick start. You sign up for that, and away you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995, and the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. All you got to lose is pain. Back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. You know, we talked about the, just mentioned it in passing, but that was a big deal last week with those buses that your friend spotted. And you sent to me, and we were able to track them down, and we were able to find out from a person further up the line that they actually were seen going into Georgia. Some of them pulled over in Valdosta to get fuel at the Flying J and the pilot that are right there, and then continued further north.
Well, of course it's a big deal, because that's only one route that was exposed.
Yep.
We don't know where else they're embarking to from the Texas border. and how many different lines are going on. If they're coming east, you have to believe they're also going west and north. And the fact that the mainstream media is not reporting on this, even in a cursory way, is stunning, because it directly affects every American citizen. Directly.
Well, right now, you and I are the only ones talking about it in America. Nobody said a word about it since we talked about it the last time around.
Because the administration doesn't want it echoed. They don't want it reported on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have symbiotic, agendized jackasses in the media who decide what's news and what's not. They just don't report it. They don't report the facts of things that are happening. They have to spin it, manipulate it, package it, and sell it to the American people because they're manipulators.
Yep.
There isn't one news outlet, man, maybe one or two, that doesn't manipulate the news to their ideological bent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are in the United States today. There used to be a modicum of transparency at Fox back in the day, because they said it plain as day.
Yep.
Yeah, we know that our pundits at night are skewed to the right. We want that because the people on the right aren't being served by any other networks. Mm-hmm. But during the day, we try to report the news without a slant. That's gone by the wayside since the Murdoch boys took over.
Oh, yeah.
They're globalists, and the agenda is bleeding through. So not even Fox is something that you could take at face value. You've got to read between the lines. So when you have a media that's complicit with a globalist agenda Biden administration, and they've decided they want to dilute populations by bringing in illegals and giving them the right to vote, they're not going to report on it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for shows like this. And I hate to say this because we like to beat it up, but that's one of the plus sides to social media.
Yep.
Is that this stuff can get out. So, you know, even though we like to castigate social media for being an echo chamber, one that plays the telephone tree game, it does have its good things. And any country that's gone through a revolution will sign on to that.
Yeah. Like Colombia with their new leftist president.
Yeah, I'm sure Macron over in France isn't real happy with social media either right now.
No,
but I'm sure Le Pen is.
No,
you know, if we do social media correctly, it is a flamethrower for free speech. But right here in the United States now, Silicon Valley is being the totalitarianist that just crushes that free speech with its censorship. We get that to change, and maybe we've got a fighting chance with social media.
You know, you and I did not get a chance to mention anything about Tucker Carlson's show on Friday night because you weren't on the weekend show. But Tucker Carlson exposed Ashley Biden's diary and what was in it, and some accusations, very disturbing accusations, made by her about the father, as well as the president's politicalization of the FBI. I was so mad I wasn't seeing straight when I heard about this.
And you know what? Again, and I don't mean to sound like glum from Gulliver's Travels, but nothing's going to come of it.
Nope.
Nothing's going to come of it. If Hunter Biden can do what he did, smoking crack with hookers and doing coke off a hooker's butt,
yeah,
on video, and nobody seems to care,
mm-hmm,
then it doesn't matter whether Biden was incestuous or a pedophile,
mm-hmm,
because no one's going to do anything about it. That's how corrupt and dark and kind of evil that the deep state political apparatus is at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it needs to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. We need a convention of states to bring the federal government to heel per the Constitution. And before we can get there, it's up to our governors, like DeSantis in Florida, Abbott in Texas, Nome in Dakota, to invoke nullification to neuter these people in the immediate. It's time to employ these things.
Yep.
It's past time to employ these things. They need to happen because the federal government is never going to cede power. It's only going to continue to feed. It's like a fire when you supercharge the atmosphere with oxygen. It eats and eats and eats, and it never stops. They're incapable of stopping.
Mm-hmm.
The deep state is so on automatic pilot that nothing that we could win the House and stop what Biden's doing, but the deep state's just going to keep doing it. And 4 years of Trump proved that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like the guy in the White House, they just go about doing whatever the hell they want to do anyway and hope that the 4 years goes by quickly. That's got to stop. And the only way to do it is to neuter it with viciousness.
Yep.
And that's a convention of states.
Yep, and I agree with you. And we mentioned that to the people, and there's a way to get involved. Just go over to the Convention of States website, which is very simple. It happens to be conventionofstates.org, and you'll find it. And
Familiarize yourself with the steps, because I even have some old friends that used to write for me over at the Journal saying, I can't sign on to this. The convention could go rogue. No, it can't. And it explains that on the website.
Yep.
Please look into this, because it is something that's needed, and we're at a point where we can actually push this over the number required within the next year or so to make this a reality. It's the only way we're going to be able to save the Republic. Otherwise, we are going globalist, and we're going globalist fast.
Yep, and
the people at the World Economic Forum and the IMF, they want the United States as the cash cow that we are for the global economy. They don't give a damn about Americans in particular.
And my buddy Pete Hegseth from Fox News, used to be with Concerned Veterans for America, is also involved with them.
Yeah, I mean, you've got people. Well, Ron DeSantis is a firm backer of Convention of the States. So is Thomas Sowell.
Yep.
Thomas Sowell's a heavyweight when it comes to political analysis and theory. It's not just a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
He is to political theory like Milton Friedman was to financial theory. So when you find out who's behind this effort and who's endorsing it, it's a little more welcoming. And then when you find out that the detractors of a convention of states have been throwing millions of dollars at smearing it, but those millions are coming from people like the Soroses and the Clintons and the Gateses and all the other usual suspects who believe in population control and the fact that we should have a global government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want that to happen, and they're willing to spend everything they have on it, because if we do have a convention of states, the globalists get pushed back maybe 200 years.
Yeah, and you got to remember, all these people that start out locally move up the ladder, you know, the ones that are good and get the money and all that, roll up the ladder, all of a sudden they become local, they become county, they become state, they become federal, and they could be sitting in the White House. Frank, I will talk to you on Friday morning.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Salvato. There we go, you got to put your phone there. Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there and check him out. See all the great stuff that he has to offer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Be right back with Patrick Island.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Douglas or Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, too, unlike what some of the other places do. Now, for you folks listening to us out of the Sarasota, Lakeland Ranch, Lakewood Ranch area, Bradenton area, they will deliver or send things to you via the mail, provided that you tell them what it is you want and they got the part. I know they've done that before because Dominic has done that for many years down there. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4500 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. One more time, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, let's drift on over here. We have got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland, on board. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Great U.S. Open yesterday, Captain Matthew Fitzpatrick. Wins in Brookline up there in Massachusetts to win the 122nd U.S. Open. And it went down to the wire. Will Zalatoris, captain, he had about a 15-foot putt to go into a playoff, and it just went over the left edge of the hole, or we would have, you know, had a playoff. Great tournament. Really nice venue up there, and the guys played well. It was a good U.S. Open. It wasn't 6-under was the winning total, which is a good total. Par was 70 at this course, captain, which makes it tough to shoot low numbers most of the time when you have a tough course like that. And congratulations to them for putting on a great tournament. And again, congratulations to Matthew Fitzpatrick for winning it. FINA announces a new policy on male-to-female transgender athletes, captain.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I guess somebody said, no, that's not fair, equal competition to the women. And I thought more women would have said something about it, because to me that just doesn't seem like fair, you know, competition. So we'll see what comes of this. It's amazing. Sometimes we've lost our way, captain, of people looking at things from a common sense standpoint. Offends people who don't want to see things from a common sense.
It was told to these people, if they want to have their own transgender league and be transgender to be in it, then so be it. But they weren't going to be in with the girls.
Gotcha. There you go. What's wrong with that? I don't see a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to do.
And there's a lot of big money that directed this decision too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Well, I've always been a believer, captain. You do you, and I'll do me, as long as you don't infringe on anybody else's rights. I mean, I don't think that's a hard way to go about living. And that's how we can all get along. And, you know, all this inclusion, you know, it sounds like there's more exclusion than inclusion.
That's the deal.
That doesn't do that either. Mm-hmm. So it's very amazing. You know, the Cleveland Browns, captain, they built a new stadium in 1999, but now they're exploring new sites for a new stadium up there.
Oh, brother.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I don't know what's going on with that organization. You know, getting a quarterback who's got serious legal issues on the horizon, they alienate the current quarterback, and then he goes.
Who may or may not play, I might add, the quarterback, the starting quarterback. The one they got. He may or may not play. That's still not determined.
Oh, a lot of legal issues there, captain. You're 100% right. So I just don't know what's going to come of that. Big sports fans up there, though, captain. They love the Cavaliers. They love the Browns. A lot of Ohio State Buckeye fans up in that neck of the woods, too. And they really pull for their teams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now it's the Guardians. That's another issue. Anyway, and I don't know. I just would like to see that city, you know, get back to being more competitive.
Let me ask you a question. We are sitting in Tampa, Florida, home of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who got it handed to them Saturday night.
Yeah.
And Stephen Stamkos is quoted on the sports page right now, two words, totally unacceptable.
Well, that's it. They lost the composure and poise there Saturday night out there in Denver, Colorado. Now, they'll drop the puck tonight at 8:10, and we'll see if the Lightning can win this
tonight or tomorrow?
No, tonight, 8:10.
I thought it was Tuesday, but that's...
Right. Quicker turnaround than normal. You would think they wouldn't let them go Tuesday, but they're having them go Monday. And... it's going to be very interesting to see if Lightning win tonight. Then it's a whole new series again. At least they're back in the hunt. If they lose tonight, being down 3-0, it's very difficult to win.
They'll have one more game in Tampa, and that'll be for the championship right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I don't know if they'll win that. And if they do, then they go back to Colorado. But it's going to be a great game tonight. I think they'll come back and wake up from this. At least I hope so. That wasn't enjoyable hockey, even if you're an Avalanche fan. And I don't know how you can like a 7-0 game. I like a competitive game no matter who I'm rooting for. What's your thoughts about that, Matt?
Well, I like the 4-3 game. The first one they had there was, you know, overtime and all that. I thought that was great.
It was a great
game. They were up and down. They were up and down the rink. I mean, up the rink, down the rink, up the rink, down the rink. There was wall-to-wall action that game.
Exactly. And that's how I like to see it. If you lose, you want it to be a good game. And if you win, you want it to be a good game, in my opinion, if you're a real sports fan and are looking at it objectively. So hopefully, they win tonight. And then it changes the whole series, and we're going to have a great Stanley Cup final.
All right.
So.
Well, let's wrap it up and tell us what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Okay, Captain. My name is Patrick Hyland. If I could be of help to anybody when it comes to insurance services, okay, feel free to call me. Get a second set of eyes to look at your policies. Also, we can sit down and tailor make a policy for your wants and needs. Let's see how I can be of help to you. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Captain Matt Bruce can tell you. I've helped him out. I've helped out a lot of his friends and my friends now. It's real simple. Helped out a lot of military people save money and get money put back into their Social Security checks for certain products. I've helped out veterans get their veterans benefits. So feel free to call me. It's 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland. Thank you, Captain Matt Bruce. God bless you. Have a great day.
Will we see you Tuesday?
I will see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue, sir, at 11:30.
All righty. Okay, thanks, Patrick.
Right,
okay, don't forget, folks, I'll be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow, 11:30 to 1:30. Patrick Hyland will be there. And, of course, we've got the Captain's Army that shows up and a lot of other people. You never know who's going to be there. And I do have a special guest coming tomorrow. I'll tell you who that's going to be in just a second. But right now, here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is the day that they celebrate the emancipation of African Americans. Let me tell you your true history. Your true history is we had to take on the British government, the greatest warring force ever. Okay, and we beat their ass because General George Washington didn't give up, and we couldn't deal with slavery at that time because we had a big, more pressing issue. Just like we can't deal with anything else but your local election because your Democrats are running your city and local government in the ground, and then you got to deal with your state election, and then you got to worry about the presidency because the media is asleep at the wheel. If Donald Trump had gas prices like this, every newspaper would say Trump sucks. Okay? But Biden can have run the country in the ground, lie to you consistently, tell you one lie, don't even come out, press secretary, that you idiots in the way, don't even come out, because everything you say is a freaking lie, and we don't want to raise you're insulting your own intelligence, because we already know how stupid you are, okay? But the media is a disgrace. Stand up for our country, stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and get in the game. Don't wait on somebody else to do the work, okay? We got to do it ourselves. Peace, Captain.
All righty. That brings us to the end of the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you, Todd, and we'll be back tonight with a lot more. And don't forget, go out and make it a great day. It's all about we the people here in this program. God bless America.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.